What's up, man? Alright guys, today's video is going to be a very, very quick video because I am extremely tired. I've been driving sleep deprived for the past 2 days, 11 hours a day. So I just need like a 12 hour reset where I just get back in there and fall asleep and get the AC going, the fan blower going. The fan blower is on. So when it's nice and cold, believe it or not, guys, when it's cool, you tend to sleep a little bit better than when it is warm. So I'm, God willing, in about 10 minutes after this video. It's about 8 o'clock right now. Central time, it's 8 o'clock. So I'm going to go back. I want to fall asleep for like 12 hours and just get my full body reset because I am tired can be. Anyway, so today's video, guys, again, is going to be a short one. It's going to be titled, Dan Bilzerian is going to get his ass kicked in the polls, and Dirty Jew James Fishback is going to lose the nominee for a Republican, governor tomorrow. So tomorrow, August 18th, is the primaries in the state of Florida. I don't have to worry about the primaries because I'm the only MGTOW on the ballot. So tomorrow means absolutely nothing to me. I don't care about tomorrow. It's the general election on November 3rd that I care about. So like I did with Casey Putsch, you know, the ugly looking white guy who lost to the Indian guy, I said this guy at best will get 20%. Of the votes. I think he got 18%. Dan Bilzerian, guys, is probably gonna get his ass whipped more than Casey Putsch. I would say Dan would probably get maybe 15%. Aaron Baker is probably gonna get maybe 15% himself. And I think Randy Fine is going to get probably 70% of the votes. Randy Fine is the hardcore Zionist. It's just that Dan Bilzerian is a clown. And in my personal opinion, guys, Dan Bilzerian is compromat by the feds. Compromat is a KGB term for somebody who's compromised by the federal government, and they use him to pretty much as a mole or an asset. So the whole point of Dan Bilzerian, guys, was to make Randy Fine look sane and at the same time take away popularity from Aaron Baker, the other white guy who would have been a lot better than Randy Fine. As you guys know, I initially campaigned for District 6 as a U.S. congressman. Unfortunately, I didn't raise the 10K, but I was able to raise enough money, $1,800, for state representative in small town USA. But I still keep tabs on what's going on in District 6. So that's what's going on, guys. Randy Fine is gonna curb stomp Dan Bilzerian tomorrow in the elections. Dan Bilzerian, he didn't have any events. He did no campaigning. All he did was run his big mouth. Fuck Jews, kill Jews. And you guys have to remember, man, Dan Bilzerian is a CIA asset. So even though Dan Bilzerian pretty much says everything that I've been saying plus more, it's just that because he's a CIA asset, he can do that, while I, on the other hand, I get perma banned, shadow banned, I get censored. So I'm not a CIA asset, and if I was, would I really be sleeping in the back of a car, of a truck right about now, you know? So that's number one. Then that dirty Jew, James Fishback. And yes, guys, James Fishback is a dirty Jew. His last name is Fishback. It's Yiddish for fish broke. Hence, he looks like a motherfucking fish. okay? His handler is Barry Wise. Barry Wise works for Larry Ellison. Larry Ellison is the biggest financial and technical supporter of the IDF. Okay, and he is personal friends with Benjamin Netanyahu. So you guys are gonna tell me that James Fishback, who got his motherfucking Tesla repossessed, he actually has judgments of about $1 million against him. Are you telling me that guy who came out of nowhere and claims to say, you know, fuck the Jews, that he's authentic? Come on, man. James Fishback is Zionist-controlled opposition. He's not gonna win. They'd love it if James Fishback wins, but you know what? He's not gonna win. AIPAC Shakur, aka Byron Donalds, is gonna win. Unfortunately, the better options would be a guy by the name of Bobby Williams, I guess, but he was censored, permabanned, and all that good stuff by the Jews. So not many people know about him. So my guess is that Byron Donalds is going to get the Republican nominee tomorrow. That's my guess. I don't know how bad James Fishback is going to lose. You have to understand, James Fishback, his main supporters are 16-year-old kids, you know. They're not old enough to vote, and quite frankly, they don't care. You know, young kids don't care about politics. You know, I didn't even know what politics was until like fucking 2-3 years ago, you know, when I'm like fucking well into my 40s. So these young kids, they're not gonna go out and vote. So I'd venture to say that James Fishback might get There's like five prominent people running for the primary tomorrow for the Republicans. It's Byron Donalds, James Fishback, Bobby Williams, Samson Grinner, and Jay Collins. So you have about five people running for it. I would venture to say that Byron Donalds will get at least 30, maybe 40%. James Fishback might get 15% or 20%. I'd say James Fishback might get, realistically speaking, he might get 12%, but he might get 15%. He also might get a lot lower, because you have to remember, nobody is taking James Fishback seriously. Not just because he's a dirty Jew, but because he sounds a lot like the Mamdani of Florida. He's making all these promises. It's like, dude, all these promises you make, it's like, you can't do it. You can't legally do it all on your own or by a strike of the pen. It's like, none of what you're... So a lot of people out there, man, they view James Fishback as a con artist, which is what he is. He's a con artist. He's a scammer. That's why he's being sued, because he scammed investors out of money for some fraud thing he had going on, you know. That's why he got $1 million judgment against him. So the people who count, the people who are going to go out and vote, not many of them are team James Fishback. So that's why I'm saying James Fishback, I'm saying 12%, 12 to 15% of the votes. He might surprise us and get more, or he might surprise us and get way less on the other hand. But in my personal opinion, guys, I think James Fishback is going to get between 12 to 15% of the votes tomorrow. Byron Donalds is probably going to be the nominee for the Republicans. And that's going to be it, guys. So... James Fishback is gonna lose, and that Armenian Garden Gnome is gonna lose, and he's probably gonna lose big, because again, he came in last minute, and a lot of people out there, they think that Dan Bilzerian is controlled opposition, which is what he is. Not to mention, he's a fucking con artist. That's why his father was in prison.